Smoking is a leading cause of preventable death and morbidity linked to high burden of lung cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, ischemic heart diseases, and stroke. Globally, tobacco use is a major cause of avoidable and premature mortality and morbidity, accounting for about 6 million deaths. 75% of these deaths occur in low and middle income countries, where more than 80% of the world's smokers, including Nigeria, live. A consultant psychiatrist at the Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Aro Abeokuta, Dr. Sunday Amosu, said in spite of the National Tobacco Control Act, which was signed into law in 2015, the prevalence of smoking in the country was rising at about 4% per year. Dr. Amosu said until the implementation of the law by relevant agencies, the battle against tobacco consumption in the country will remain a mirage.
We don't have enough enforcement, and that's why people are still having their way to smoking.
On whether the prohibition of tobacco consumption could infringe on fundamental human rights of the consumers, a legal practitioner, Mr. Gani Ogunsanwo, said rights considered to be injurious to the health of others could be suspended. Mr. Ogunsanwo said lack of commitment by the law enforcement agencies to put the law into action had caused a surge in the practice of smoking in public places, a situation which, according to the legal experts, negated the provisions of the law.
You cannot say because you have fundamental right to smoke, you now want to smoke in a public place where we have more people around you, thereby disturbing their peace.
Also, the director of advocacy, Consumer Protection Advocacy Initiative in Ogun State, Mr. Ola Anemashaun, said the group will continue its enlightenment campaigns on the dangers attached to tobacco consumption while ensuring that the right of consumers were protected.
So the consumer should be aware, should be well informed, and should know that they have the right to seek redress in case of any eventuality.
Mr. Anemashaun said there was a need for comprehensive measures and strict anti-tobacco laws targeting tobacco production and marketing. Some smokers who spoke with Radio Nigeria admitted that tobacco consumption was hazardous to health, but maintained that quitting the habit required the intervention of experts.
In as far as I'm smoking, I cannot advise somebody not to smoke.
No, I can't stop it because it's part of me already.
Over 70 or 80% of people that have tuberculosis, they are non-smokers. So what are we saying?
Other contributors said the significance of 31st May every year are set aside by the World Health Organization, WHO, as the World No Tobacco Day should help to raise the consciousness of the people on the effect of tobacco consumption and what people around the world could do to claim their rights to health and healthy living while also protecting future generations. In Abeokuta, Olusegun Folarin, Radio Nigeria.